It's time for first feature, and we turn again to Mike Hicks of the Stalham Antique Gallery. It appears that kitchen equipment has become a collector's item. His article is read by Ian Robertson.
With the complete turnaround of living conditions, and by this I mean the almost complete loss of a formal dining room in new-build properties, the kitchen is now the main room for all meals and all family gatherings. This change has meant that the large formal dining table and chairs, as well as sideboards, are now less in demand, which has signalled a sharp drop in demand for and price of these items. New home buyers concentrate and gather in the new kitchen. To emphasise its new status, certain things are a must, such as a farmhouse kitchen table, though there are not many of them around, as they are still in the farmhouses, together with the various decorative trappings. Here, kitchenalia comes into its own. Old weighing scales, crampon mincers, jelly and blancmange moulds. These trends seem set to continue, influenced by interior decorators and glossy magazines. They seem to be setting the would-have scene. Now, copper jelly moulds have always been popular from the 18th and 19th century. This particular variety always comes at a fair price, around £100 each. Beware the thinner 20th century variety, which have none of the robustness of the antique. Fashion obviously plays a big part in collecting. Films and television dramas also bring ideas to light. Today, colour plays a big part in collecting, and also rustic is much favoured, which is why 17th century oak sells very well. However, there is not much chance of you putting items of 17th century furniture in the kitchen. Copper is still a good bet for any kitchen, as I have said. Scales always look good, especially the vintage variety with brass weights. You are adding a bit of nostalgia, perhaps what people want and are looking for, to give a new home some age and some sort of balance. During lockdown, with people stuck at home, more thought was given as to how best to change or improve the internal look, making it more trendy but tidy. That is the problem. How far to go without cluttering up? I well remember visiting a house where the lady collected teapots, which was a good idea. She was now choked with over 600, too much of the same thing. You need variety, and 600 becomes totally unwieldy. Old kitchen items, put in place carefully, can be a joy and a talking point with guests. Something they have never seen before perhaps makes for an interesting conversation.